Have any of you guys had the wonderful privilege of walking into a room where your children were fixated on the television? So much so that you, the parent, calling their name in a loud, abrupt tone, did absolutely nothing to take their gaze from the screen. Well, it's that type of single-minded focus and attention to which the Apostle Paul is calling for in the life of the believers in Corinth, and the type of single-minded, undivided devotion to which the Holy Spirit is calling for in our lives, whether we be married, single, widowed, engaged, red, yellow, black, or white. Will you remember this with me? That my life, whether married or single, is to be consecrated to Christ. We could easily say that this is the aim of chapter 7, the major concern of Paul in writing this portion of the letter, that our lives be consecrated to Christ. The good folks of Corinth had elevated earthly relationships to an unhealthy place so that they were seemingly encouraging virgins to remain single in order to heighten their spiritual status. It had nothing to do with the honor and glory of Christ, but everything to do with raising the spiritual stock of their own life so that they would be seen as superior over others. And Paul comes along and says, yes, there is benefit in being single, remaining single, but our completeness, our satisfaction is found in the crucified and coming again Christ, not in the consumption of earthly goods or relationships. When you pray today, please remember Daisuke Okada and his family, our missionaries in Japan. And also remember the Bocolano-Sorsogon LifeWord broadcast that's heard in the Philippines.